Video: Police, 54 arrested during violent anti-ICE protest in Minneapolis. By Amy Furr on March 2, 2026. A violent demonstration against U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, on Sunday resulted in about 54 anti-ICE protesters being arrested. Law enforcement cited and released 38 individuals while one person was booked into jail. Fox News reported, noting the Minnesota State Patrol said 15 others were arrested during the incident outside the Bishop Henry Whipple Federal Building. Demonstrators gathered at the building as part of a week-long effort to oppose ICE action in the state, NPR News reported Monday. Indeed, the news comes as leftists have been protesting lawful immigration enforcement in cities across the nation as President Donald Trump's administration works to safeguard American communities from illegal alien crime. Video footage taken outside the Whipple Building shows officers taking makeshift shields away from the protesters and putting zip ties on their wrists. In a statement on Sunday, the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office said it was an unlawful assembly and detailed how the protesters were allegedly causing chaos at the scene. "This morning, our deputies issued dispersal orders at an unlawful assembly outside the Whipple Building after individuals blocked roadways, blocked access to local businesses, dumped glass into the street, and threw rocks, ice chunks and water bottles at law enforcement, creating a serious public safety hazard. Arrests are being made," the agency wrote. The sheriff's office then added, "Freedom of speech and peaceful assembly is a right. Endangering the public is not. Unlawful activity, including blocking roads, intentionally creating hazards and assaultive behavior, will not be tolerated." In January, a protester outside the Whipple Building was asked about the shooting involving an ICE agent and Renee Good, who allegedly weaponized her vehicle against him, per Breitbart News. The activist said, "We have to show up with guns. It is time to end this shit by any means necessary." In regard to the anti-ICE protests in Minneapolis, the Fox article noted the unrest also unfolds against the backdrop of a political standoff in Washington, where congressional Democrats have blocked DHS funding for more than 2 weeks in an effort to push ICE reforms.